This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so we're getting a report that taking selfies may be damaging to your skin. Apparently, there's a blogger named Mehreen Baig. She's 26 years old out of London, and apparently she takes dozens of selfies. I think she takes about 50 photos a day. And I guess she found that the light from her mobile phone is aging her skin prematurely. Apparently, the blue HEV lights from phones are linked to skin damage because they penetrate, more deeply than UV rays. So, skin analysis is showing brown spots and pigmentation, and she's only 26. Now, at what age are we supposed to get pigmentation and spots? And, I've seen people, you know, start to get age spots at any age. I wouldn't blame the cell phone, but you do wonder. I mean, I don't know how much radiation is emitted still from cell phones. I still get nervous, and I don't like to have my cell phone in my pocket, although my cell phone's in my pocket right now. Sorry. My ovary was yelling at me. I could hear my ovary go, get that cell phone away from me. So I'm still cautious. We don't have any proof, guys. Remember, there is no proof that these cell phones cause cancer in humans. They're safe. But that doesn't matter. I don't trust science sometimes. Okay? I trust your judgment. I mean, you know, they've been telling us for years, oh, artificial sweeteners are fine. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. You can go ahead and drink. Then, you know, we're like, well, wait a second. Didn't the latest animal study, I mean, it caused malignant tumors and leukemia in rats? Yeah, rats, but not humans. Well, I mean, how much different are our systems? I mean, I know we're different, but, we're different. Those are rats and, you know, we're humans. But yeah, but I mean, you know, cancer may not later give a damn. So I just tell everybody, look, just do everything in moderation. I don't know why she takes 50 pictures of herself. We have a whole new psychiatric disorder that I think is going to be added to the list, and I think I suffer from it too, where we take pictures of ourselves. It's weird. I do it too. I had on my doctor jacket on, and I had a mask, so I put the mask on, and I made myself a medical selfie, and I posted it on Facebook. Who the heck wants to look at that? People did. People liked the photo. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, then I'll do it again. So I've been now posting selfies, and that's not like me. I never wanted a picture taken of myself. I don't like that. You know, I when you grow up, okay, and me, okay, so I grew up in the 80s. So you just don't do, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. Somebody doing that looked down upon. It's like, okay, really? You're trying to get attention. You're trying to get everybody to look at the picture. You're trying to ham it up. You don't ham it up. That's just something you don't do. Now, it's what everybody's doing. Now, I started to kind of get into the whole selfie thing, not so much because I wanted people to see me, but a lot of my pictures of my kids when they were younger, I had taken on my cell phone. Remember when phones started to take pictures? So I got a lot of pictures on phones. Then you lose the phone or it gets damaged. And I've saved practically every one of my old phones, but I need to figure out how to get those pictures extracted. Well, I learned very early on that Facebook, shouldn't be forever, but Facebook could hold your pictures indefinitely. So now, my kids are playing lacrosse. I post a picture on Facebook, not because I want to see I want all my Facebook buddies to have to look at my kid playing lacrosse, but because I want that image saved. Okay, yeah, I have downloaded my pictures. I've downloaded my pictures onto my computer at home, and then my computer crashes. So I got all these drives, and I got all these computers, and I don't know where these pictures are going. So now what I'm doing is any picture I want to save, I put on Facebook. And my Facebook friends have to deal with it. I want a picture of my mom, I put that on there. I want a picture of me and my hubby, I do that. All right? But that's not what I think the rest of everybody else is doing. They're doing it because they want to look good. You know, they look good and they want people to see them look good. I mean, I've never taken a good picture. I was never photogenic as a kid. My nose seemed too big. I was too freckly as a kid. My, you know, boobs really weren't ever aligned properly because of the bra straps. But now, all of a sudden, I could tilt the camera, I could play with the light filter, I could glare, and I could make a good picture. It's addicting. It's addictive. So, you have people out there now taking bunches of pictures. So now here this blogger goes that the light from electronics is potentially damaging her skin. Recent scientific evidence has suggested that high-energy visible light is causing harm to the skin, leading to accelerated skin aging. She says, I'm constantly exposed to HEV light, and I wonder if that's why I'm starting to develop spots. She does her makeup well, so I don't see the spots. I don't know. So anyway, they think that maybe it could be, there's a dermatologist that weighs in, okay? And he said there are three factors that lead to skin damage. It's pollution, sun damage, and HEV light damage. So, heat and inflammation under the skin can slow down the skin's ability to heal and protect themselves. I mean, I honestly, when you take a quick picture of yourself, it's just a second. I mean, I'm almost wondering if what's more damaging is you staring at your Candy Crush or staring at your emails. I wonder if that's more than taking selfies. But they say the combination of the three factors of pollution, sun damage, and skin damage cause heat and inflammation, which creates reactive oxygen species known as free radicals. So free radicals could be damaging the skin. So this is what I would suggest, okay? I think a lot of us have skin damage and we just don't realize it until we, you know, start to see spots. And there's certain UV scanners that dermatologists could do to see where your damage is. I had that done once. There was some party at a an esthetician's office or a plastic surgeon's office. Somebody brought us there, and then they tried to sell us, beauty supplies, and I ended up walking out there spending more money than I never, ever wanted to. But they did that, and I saw all the skin damage, and I was like, holy crap, I am grabbing that sunscreen. So, look, skin damage happens. Just maybe keep the phone away from your face. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in headlines today, we've been told that the CDC is giving us doctors guidelines for prescription pain pills. We knew this was coming. They aren't too restrictive. All right, but it's going to. They're going to get more and more restrictive. So everybody's going to weigh in. And then they're going to tell us to write less and less and less. So they want us to go easy and go slow when it comes to pain medication. According to Today.com, guidelines encourage doctors to try something besides an opioid when first treating pain. They recommend going to ice, anti-inflammatories, over-the-counter, and even talk therapy. If an opioid drug such as OxyContin is the best choice, we're supposed to start with the lowest possible dose out there. Most of us have been doing this the whole time. I mean, I've been, practicing now in my own private practice for 16 years. I've been writing medicines for close to 20. That's what we've been doing. This isn't anything new. The guidelines published in the Journal of the American Medical Association also suggest that patients question whether they need such strong drugs to control their pain. So, the CDC guidelines say, A, don't use opioids first. Try other methods like Tylenol, ibuprofen, or ice. That could be a problem in and of itself. I'll talk to you guys about that. Two, talk to the patient about what they can expect. 100% pain-free may not be realistic or desirable. Next, make sure the patient knows the risks and never start the long-acting opiates and use the lowest possible dose. Now, these opioid drugs are related to morphine, heroin, etc., and they're pretty dangerous and pretty addictive. According to CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden, for the vast majority of patients, the risks will outweigh the benefits for chronic pain. They say we are not a regulatory agency, so these are guidelines. The CDC does not regulate the practice of medicine, thank the Lord. The CDC says deaths from opioid overdoses have hit an all-time record in the U.S., and the drugs have killed more than 47,000 people in 2014, more than who died in road accidents. And, you know, this is significant, and we'll talk about this. Just want to finish what the latest update is, and we'll talk. It's one of the few trends in the country where health is getting worse. So, the administration of Barack Obama has made the overdose epidemic a political priority, okay? And Congress recently held up the appointment of the new FDA commissioner, Dr. Robert Califf, until he promised reforms. So, 1.9 people abused or were dependent on prescription opioid medication back in 2013. So, one out of every 32 patients are given the highest doses of opioid drugs. They would die within 2.5 years. So, they say it's clear who to blame. The prescription overdose epidemic is doctor-driven. Wait! What? My fault? I don't even write these. What? Anyway, they say unless doctors are treating people with cancer who are dying or who have other incurable or agonizing conditions, they need to set an end point for the treatment. 3 days or less will often be sufficient. More than 7 days will rarely be needed for most acute pain syndromes. All right, I know there's a lot we got to talk about. Let me just get to this here. And for those of you that want to weigh in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't read one of these texts on air. It says WT. I can't say it, okay? Let me finish, and we'll talk. They say the number of people experiencing chronic pain is substantial. They said 11.2% of the adult population, 3-4% of the population prescribed long-term opioid therapy. For example, cognitive behavioral therapy had small positive effects on disability and catastrophic thinking. They said exercise therapy reduced pain, improved function, and chronic low back pain, etc. Acetaminophen works best first for arthritis. I didn't say that. It says so in the article. The acetaminophen works best for arthritis. Listen, they're not doctors writing these articles. The new prescribing guidelines approved by the CDC are an important step to addressing America's opioid crisis. All right, so, okay. First of all, when you guys are in pain, don't you think, I as a doctor, all right, when I see you and you've come in for pain, 100% of you have already tried taking something over the counter. You have Tylenol at home. You have anti-inflammatories at home. You did. Now, the majority of you have not tried ice, okay? But the majority of you have taken a Tylenol or a Motrin. All right, or a Aleve. So for them to say doctors need to go take Motrin first. Okay, most of you guys are coming in after you've tried everything, okay? Next, we have a huge, huge increase in people with renal insufficiency because they are turning to ibuprofen instead for pain. And I commend them for not jumping to narcotics. I commend them for trying to treat themselves and manage it. But how many of you guys are popping anti-inflammatories every single day? I think a lot of you are. Well, how many days does it take until it can start ruining the kidneys? Not long. So when the CDC is like, all right, guys, go take ibuprofen, I have to go, whoa, get your blood pressure checked, make sure you aren't at risk for ulcers, make sure your kidneys are okay. We are not going to be able to swap, okay, anti-inflammatories for pain medications. Not very easily without risk. Be very, very careful. 99% of you will say the Tylenol does nothing for your arthritis pain. You're right. It's usually anti-inflammatories that do. Motrin or Aleve. So I understand what this author was trying to do. And again, Tylenol can work for some things. You know, but I mean, I suffer from migraines. Narcotics do not work on my migraines. They do not. In fact, I will get a rebound headache if I take a narcotic because it wears off. And the headache was still there. Yet, if I take like an Excedrin migraine, wow, that sucker works. But how many days could I do that? Luckily, I don't suffer from migraines every day. But it'll just burn a hole through my stomach. It's got aspirin in there. You got to be careful with what you're taking. You got to know what you're taking. Okay? Now, never start with the long-acting opiate. Use the lowest possible dose. Okay, that's a duh. Of course. I mean, that's what we doctors are already doing. Okay? We're not going to sit here and give you OxyContin when we could try a 5-milligram Lortab instead. So, you know, to that, I was like, guys, tell us something new. No poop, Sherlock. Duh. All right. So there shouldn't be anybody out there going, okay, you're just going to take, I mean, you have an acute pain episode. You're not going to get a long-term medicine. Now, that being said, pain management is an art. And I was taught by some pain management doctors that we've been doing it wrong. We're giving little baby doses because we were taught to give as little as possible. So the patient gets a little bit of relief. Then they go back down, and then they're in pain again, and then they have to get a little bit of relief, etc. And so one pain management doctor had taught me, even though I don't manage pain, so I never really did this, unfortunately, had a chance to experiment. He said, never let the patient get that bad again. So have them on baseline, and then if they have some breakthrough pain. And the logic made sense. The problem is then they're on a medication chronically. But he was an expert in pain management, and it does make sense. Somebody's in a hell of a lot of pain, you give them a little something like, okay, I got this. Leave them alone for multiple hours, they come back, I'm in pain again. You know, so what about some baseline? So we do like to make sure there's baseline pain control, because starting all the way back from scratch, it's like dieting. Okay, do you fast, then all of a sudden gain all the way back, and then you try to fast again, or do you maintain a diet long term? Okay, so, the steadiness of it is important. A big thing, though, that I agree with the CDC on is you got to talk to the patient about what they could expect and tell them they will not be 100% pain-free. 100% pain-free may not happen. Another thing I have to talk to people who are victims of car accidents is they may never get back to baseline. They may always have pain from their back, neck, etc., because of a car accident. So they could have chiropractic, they could have physical therapy, they could, get medications, etc. But, you're in a bad car accident, you may always feel wrenched in the neck, wrenched in the back. You know, and a lot of us aren't prepared for that. We don't train our young ones that they may have pain the rest of our lives. We train them that if you have pain, get it checked out. And there's a few of us out there that live days pain-free. And guys, thank the Lord that you have that blessing. All right? You don't have stomach pain. You don't have head pain. You don't have hemorrhoid pain. You don't have elbow pain, knee pain, neck pain. All right? But the rest of us need to realize that we're going to have pain every now and then. And that's going to be normal and not to panic about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the first Zika virus transmission has been reported in Cuba. Cuban officials announced yesterday that the first case of Zika virus being transmitted within the country, all right, has been reported. The patient is a 21-year-old Havana woman who has not traveled outside Cuba. She was diagnosed with the virus after suffering headaches, fatigue, and other symptoms. On Monday, her blood tested positive for Zika, and she remains hospitalized. So apparently, this Zika illness was enough to hospitalize her. Cuba had previously reported a handful of cases of the disease, but those were people who had traveled to countries with outbreaks that of Zika, okay, like Venezuela, etc., Mexico. Cuba and Venezuela have close ties. Venezuela sends millions of dollars a year in subsidized oil, I guess, in exchange for Cuban medical assistance. So thousands of people travel between the two countries annually. Now, we got a report today that the tie between Zika and microcephaly has now been strengthened. So they're honing in on that being the cause of why we've had thousands of babies, we, throughout the world, and especially Brazil, thousands of babies born with microcephaly, the birth defect where the kid is born with small heads and then brain damage. Also, cases were of Guillain-Barré, which is a rare neurological condition that could cause paralysis. Now, Cuba, they say, is now enrolled 9,000 soldiers, police, and university students into an effort to fumigate mosquitoes, wipe out standing water where they breed to prevent a Zika epidemic. President Raul Castro has called for more fumigation and trash collection, turning the Zika fight into a test of their ability to marshal the entire country behind efforts to fight this. It'll be interesting to see how they do that, how they get the whole country rallied. Neighborhoods in central Havana, where the patient in Tuesday's case lives, are filled with decaying buildings, piles of uncollected trash, and pools of standing water. So, you got to clean up a city so you don't spread disease. The Zika announcement comes as, I guess, President Obama is arriving on Sunday as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba in nearly 90 years. The Obama administration on Tuesday said it is carving out a series of new exceptions, I guess, in terms of the trade embargo on Cuba, removing limits on individual travel, etc. Okay, so Zika. All right, you know, first case where it was transmitted, meaning if the mosquitoes are there, all right, they could be transmitting it. And I know Cuba's far south, but this is something where we just don't want to mess with it. So hopefully the U.S. is getting their poop together. We'll keep you guys posted. Washington commuters had a bad day today. All right, apparently the subway system had to be closed down on purpose. And an estimated 700,000 people who ride the metro every weekday, including a third of our federal workforce, was, I guess, scrambling to get to work and around town. 600 underground cables were inspected. I guess one of them caught on fire a couple days ago. So they shut everything down for safety inspections. Travel, of course, was heavier, especially in the Virginia and Maryland suburbs. George Washington Parkway was clogged with bumper to bumper. Uber was being used. No surge pricing, so that's good. Let's see what else was going on. So, we'll keep you guys posted if that kind of opens back up, but, definitely not fun. I guess the, transit officials in the U.S. Capitol, D.C., announced the unprecedented closure yesterday after a cable fire. That's what happened. Cable fire this week caused delays. The metro, it serves Washington suburbs, brings them into Washington, and should hopefully reopen tomorrow at 5 a.m. And I guess their system has had equipment breakdowns, fires, et cetera. Yeah, you know, that's not, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, you have a system that so many people rely on. That's very exciting, but then all of a sudden you got to shut it down. I took the metro once. It was very good. It was very clean. I was very impressed. I mean, New York is clean too, but I mean, Washington, wow. That's one of the cleanest cities I've seen, Washington, D.C. And I had stayed in Bethesda at somebody's house when I was a college student to come in for a conference. I think it was the APAC conference. And so it was, I got to, you know, take the metro coming in, and oh my gosh, I mean, wow. So keep it clean, right? You know, but keep it running. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study is finding high psychosis risk among Europe's refugee migrants. They say refugees fleeing war, violence, and persecution have a much higher risk of developing psychotic illnesses like schizophrenia than people who migrate for economic or social reasons. They say researchers writing in the BMJ British Medical Journal said their findings suggest government healthcare officials in countries taking in refugees should plan to be able to help higher numbers of mental health patients. We can't even help our own American mental health patients. I don't know how most countries don't have that as their strong suit. And they say humanitarian crises in Europe, the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia means there are currently more displaced people, asylum seekers, and refugees worldwide than at any time since World War II. They say refugees have raised risk of mental conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder, you get flashbacks, you get panic attacks, and you can be emotionally volatile. Again, we can't even treat our American soldiers that, come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. So a team from Sweden's Karolinska Institute and Britain's University College used the National Register data to look at the 1.3 million people in Sweden, track diagnoses of non-affective psychotic disorders, and they said that the refugees constituted 12% of their immigrant population. And they showed that 3,700 cases of psychotic disorders, they call them psychotic disorders, with refugees given asylum, some 66% more likely to develop schizophrenia and other psychotic disorder than non-refugee migrants. Refugees were also up to 3.6 times more likely to suffer psychoses. All right, so, okay, you can only help others when you yourself are healthy. So if refugees come to America more than they have, and we are debating, and we will debate. It's going to be a Hillary-Trump, looks like, contest later. And the debate of how we take refugees on and how we, I would say we need to make sure we could feed them. We need to make sure we could house them. We need to make sure we could give them jobs. But we need to make sure that they are healthy and we could take care of them. I would venture to say that many of them are also not physically healthy as well. I doubt that many people are taking their regular diabetic, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol medications. So we are going to have to, as we assume more refugees, we are going to have to make sure that we have a good medical system in place, a freebie, might I add, medical system in place. Where's the funds going to come from? And we should have mental health services available. If not, that's going to cause even more problems. In the olden days, you couldn't get through Ellis Island unless you were healthy. They wouldn't let you in because of the damage it could do and the burden it could cause the United States. So things are different now, and I understand that. And my family escaped the Holocaust, so I'm very, very grateful that America allowed them to become citizens. And they did become citizens, and they learned the language, and they did everything they were supposed to. But we're not even ready to take care of ourselves. So I'm not surprised that there's, I mean, imagine what some of these refugees have seen. People killed and raped in front of them and losing their family members, of course. I wouldn't be surprised if all of them didn't have post-traumatic stress disorder. Not to mention the escape and the need to flee. That's frightening. But, we're not strong when it comes to our mental health system. We have phenomenal doctors out there, phenomenal staff. We got phenomenal medications, but we don't have a system that I think is strong enough to take on more. So I'm not sure what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, boy, we got a lot to talk about. This is a very interesting case, all right? There's a woman who got a stroke, and her doctor said it's because she went to the hair salon. California woman is now suing a beauty salon because she said getting her hair washed there nearly killed her. Wow, and 48-year-old woman Elizabeth Smith got her hair done at a salon in San Diego, January 2014. And about 2 weeks after the visit, the doctor said she suffered a stroke. Doctor said a CAT scan revealed that an artery in her neck had been damaged by leaning back in the beauty parlor shampoo chair and sink. Now, there is a condition, it has a nickname, it's called beauty parlor stroke syndrome, although we would just be calling it, you know, stroke, obviously. And when your neck gets hyperextended back, you could tear the lining of your arteries, carotid maybe, or irritate some of the circulations in the back of the, in the back of the, brain. And so, neurologist Dr. Clifford Siegel told CBS Philly that you could have these kinds of strokes. Her initial symptoms were weakness in her left arm and leg. This soon escalated. She said, initially I couldn't walk at all. It hit both sides of my body, but more on my left. I couldn't move my left arm at all. Her doctors determined it was the position of her head in the wash basin that caused a blood clot leading to a stroke. She said, I was in shock how this could happen to me. She's a single mom, and 2 years after her stroke, she still has dizziness and vision loss. She even fell recently having a black eye. Doctors say if she suffers a second stroke, she could die. So in addition to filing the lawsuit, she wanted to share her story. If you want to take precautions, doctors suggest using towels to prop up your head in the washbowl during shampoo so you're not tilting it back more than a 20-degree angle. Another alternative would be to have your hair washed by flipping your hair forward and your face down towards the bowl. Now, I think this probably scares the heck out of a lot of us, okay? Wow. I mean, I get my hair done, and Lord have mercy, it needs to be washed with all the hair products I have in it. Whenever somebody has a stroke, the first thing I do is, okay, are there any other, are there any other, shall we say, contributing factors, okay? Does she have an issue in her coagulation panel where she's more prone to throwing clots? Is she a smoker? Was she on some sort of estrogen compound? You know, I mean, these things are rare, but if the doctor concluded, if the neurologist concluded that she had no other reason to have a stroke but extending her head back, I would say all of us needs to then, be on guard, because imagine being hit rear-ended in a car. You're thrown back, and then your head throws back hyperextended. I mean, your neck could be hyperextended by for a variety of reasons. But I do like the idea. I cannot stand, I think those sinks are very uncomfortable. I love where I go to Christoph Salon. So what they do is they have me, they basically have you lie back flat. So you're not sitting in the chair going back. I mean, you're pretty flat. And then you're lying there, and then it brings you back, and it's really nice. And they're like, wow, Dahlia, you got like chocolate wrappers and gum in your hair. And I'm like, I know, sorry. So, I mean, they have to really dig into my hair, and they go, gosh, there's a lot of gray in here too. I'm like, I know. No, but they take care of me, and I look really sexy when I walk out of there. I'm like, I'm so pretty. And they're like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, I know. Then I walk on out of there. But I like the way they do it because, again, your head is more flat. So if they don't have a towel, ask for a towel or bring a towel. So your neck doesn't have to go all the way back. Beauty salon getting sued. Wow. You know, I guess everybody can. Cold turkey is the best way to quit smoking, according to a study. All right, new study supports the notion that, honestly, when they looked at 700 long-term heavy smokers in England that want to kick the habit, they instructed half of the participants to quit abruptly, pick a quit day, and stick with it. The other half was told to scale back gradually over 2 weeks and then lead up to their quit day. And that's something I've suggested. I'm very honest about that. I tell people, how would you like to quit smoking? Do you want to start at 2 packs a day or want to start at 1 pack a day? I go, can you please get down to 1 pack a day? Right? I mean, if you can't quit smoking abruptly on your 2 packs a day, let's scale back. So for people that couldn't quit abruptly, I'd tell them to scale back. But according to this, they said the abruptly quit group did better. Now, they were given nicotine patches to use 2 weeks before their quit date. During the period, the gradual group got patches as well as gum, lozenges, and other sorts of nicotine replacement therapy. After the quit date, both groups got patches and short-acting therapy as well as counseling. And they found that 49% of the participants in the abrupt quit group were not smoking by 1 month after their quit day, compared with 39% of the gradual quit group. By 6 months, success rates had dropped, but the difference between the groups was still there. 22% of the abrupt quit group were not smoking. So, cold turkey method may be the best. I mean, honestly, when it comes to diets, I got to admit that too. For those of you that quit eating your carbs, way to go. I'm proud of you and teach me how to do it. But for me, I'm like, you know what I'll do is I'll only eat 5 candy bars today instead of the usual 6. I'm going to have to stop. I mean, one of these days, my diabetic genes, because I got diabetes on both sides of the family, they're going to come to play, and I'm going to have to stop. So what I'm doing is I'm scaling back, because I would rather quit, go cold turkey from a 3 candy bar a day. I don't need 3 whole candy bars, but you know what I'm saying, than a 5 candy bar a day. All right, guys want to quit smoking, write me. I'll give you guys some information on how to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 9 out of 10 pregnant smokers are still addicted to cigarettes when their babies are born. Only 13% of pregnant smokers actually vow to quit, actually do it. Half take it back up within 6 months of giving birth. And they say the children are more likely to smoke when they're older. So pregnancy is not a strong enough deterrent to stop women from smoking. We used to think that you would have some natural buzz going on and maybe you won't have the cravings. No, no, not always. They say of those who tried to give up once they discovered they were pregnant, 87% went right back even before the kids were born and smoked while the babies were there. Half of those who do not quit will likely return to smoking within 6 months. The research looked at 571 women in 11 different trials. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I think eventually we will in our, I don't know in our generation, but in our lifetime, I think we will see most people off smoking. But it's still a very sociological habit in other countries. I think in America, we've been making it so taboo that it's getting more and more difficult. But I got to tell you, you go into small towns, they smoke it up. You know, small towns, you got the smaller casinos there. You got the smaller, I mean, you know, that's where people go. So though, I think there's going to be places where people can go. But the majority of the cities later are going to be smoke-free. So I think we'll be able to, continue all the good work we're doing. And I got to tell you, it's hard. I hear you. It's easy for me to tell you guys to quit smoking because I've never smoked. But you guys are the ones that, you know, have to deal with the nicotine cravings and the withdrawal. And I feel for you. I know it's tough. But we're here to help. Email us at drdahlia.com. They say we may be able to power our home with tomatoes. Scientists develop battery cells that can use waste fruit to generate electricity. They say Florida alone produces close to 400,000 tons of waste tomatoes each year. And scientists can now generate a current from tomatoes. So before you throw those out, maybe drop them off. Don't throw them, but drop them off at your nearby power company. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down, hang me down,
you better hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.